Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure, where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors. On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, ring, 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 hello, it's Kate, calling up your spirit guides to have a little chat. We rolled the dice to choose a person to work with from the audience, then Kate dialed up the person's guides. We did a little healing and working, drew some fun meme card messages from the guides, and lather, rinse, repeat. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches, then that's your fucking problem. On with the podcast.
Hi.
Hey,
how y'all doing?
hey, how y'all doing?
I just saw your text.
Oh, yes.
So, I was having a conversation with someone earlier today in the comments, and I sent it over to Kate, and we both are like, hey, cool, native chick. They said, hello, new here. I'm an empathetic, clairvoyant starseed healer. Hello. Hello. How do I get in the calls? Oh, that's if we're requesting people to join. Well, we were talking to someone earlier today, and Kate looked at it. She was at work. That's why I was mostly commenting with the person. And they are going through something, and something that I posted really, really, really affected them traumatically. And I was like, you can do this. You can heal it. And Kate and I talked it over. And Kate's like, invite them on the podcast. See if they want to join us. And we can walk them through it. And I was like, okay, I will do that. And I sent them a request. They said they might show up tonight, so we're kind of waiting for them. But in the meantime, and it might not be in the meantime, it might be the whole shebang, we were going to do some roll dice and spirit guide tune-ins with Kate. What do you guys think? You want to do that? It's the 1 year anniversary of when you both helped me with my mom.
Aww.
Love you, Tawny. Tawny, the first time I remember the first time I really got to like see your face and hear your voice and stuff during one of the guided adventures. And I was like, I really like Tawny.
Tawny. Cake whirl.
I will wait, but can I ask why they're more energy than I can take? Yeah, we do quick help all the time. We have stuff where we bring people on the screen and stuff. I can help you roll fast. Go ahead and ask, say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please activate my divine grounding straps. Native chick, there you go. And then also, please set my shielding to keep out what does not serve me, but allow light, dark, healing, and justice to penetrate when I say so. There you go. And then say, cleanse and purify everyone, send them back. Cleanse and purify me, bring me back. That should help a good bit, but we're not doing that tonight. I just wanted to help you because you did have a lot going on there. There was like, happening. Okay, how do you want to do this, Kate? Do you want to do dice?
I sent a row. It like told me to do it to activate rewards, whatever. So I was like, okay. Anyway.
Thanks for the rose, Kate.
Hey, Kat. Notice me.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, do you want to do dice and then the what do you mean?
If the guides want to play that way, we can. I'm fine with that. Are you rolling the dice or am I? Because you know I got a cup full of them right here. But if you've got dice...
Okay, yeah, but I like when you do it because they're colorful.
Okay. I'm going to do two because there's 23 people in here right now. All right, so pick a number between 2 and 12. I'm going to roll the dice. And if you get the number, Kate's going to tune into one of your guides for you. Like an interview. No.
You see, oh.
Nope. Oh, that was fast. Hold on. I got one already. So there's one who got it. I just got to see if they were first. MS Darling, 8. MS Darling, 8. Miss Darling. If you're nasty.
Okay. What, like, do you want, like, the most impactful guide? Do you have anything specific? Or do you just want me to call them?
Ring, ring, hello. Do you want, like, yeah, do you want the guide you're working with the most? Do you want the guide that's there that maybe should be there and, or it shouldn't be there, but is there answering? They said call them.
Yeah, they're, it's a dog, so I didn't even have to call. And it's really, I do not like dogs. So I'm just like, and they're like, and I'm like, it's spotted, white. I don't know. Do you like dogs?
It looks a little bit. Does it look like the dog from Coco a little bit?
I'm not sure.
Do you know what that dog looks like?
I'm not sure. I know I've probably seen
it. Here, let me. I've got Google image.
Okay. It reminds me of a. Oh, I don't even know the breeds. I guess a pincher, a pit bull, pointy snout. Their breeds are
a little bit like this.
Oh, yeah.
But with white dots.
With
brown. This is the dog.
Oh, okay.
He's like a mutt. He's like a street dog. But it ends up being Coco's spirit guide, which is really interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, what do you want? Don't jump on me.
Oh my God, Miss Darling, are you Coco? Just kidding.
Oh.
No, it's not. I don't think it's that dog.
Hey, do you talk to your guides a lot or not at all?
This guide is just real happy to be here. This guide is real, like, wild. But I don't know if that's just dog energy or not.
Yeah. Okay. So can you just say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good, and this is one of my pen videos, by the way, please activate my, as in your, team revamp sweep, because it's not in a language that this can, it's not conducive. Please actually.
She read your comment.
What do you mean?
I was telling her that you read, or I was telling them that you read their comment.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That you said, LOL, yeah, but not sure I'm heard. And then Kate said, it's in a language that you don't understand.
So please actually your team revamp sweep to your entire spirit guides. Spirit team, their entire dwelling, and their entire realm. Now, if you can remember to do this, I usually do it about once a week, and I also do it to the way that they, that we perceive each other, like our communication pathways and all that kind of stuff too. Because you change all the time. Like Kat said the perfect example of this, I don't remember how long ago. She was like, you're not even the same person you were this morning. So I always update my shit because I always want to be understanding. So, yeah. Okay.
Marisol, so, thank you for sharing the live, babe. Like a million times. Appreciate you.
Marisol. So what would you like? I don't know who Tina is. Is that the name that you want to be called? Okay. Hey, Miss Darling, if you were to be like, hey, Tina, what's going on? Do you channel by, like, how do you channel? Put it on auto. I don't know what that means. You know what that means, Kat?
I don't know when she typed it or when they typed it. I don't know what you were saying, or I could probably figure out what the hell. Because I could tie it together. But I was like, wow, so many shared lives. Miss Darling, do you know how you channel? Is it like, do you see in pictures? Do you hear things? Do you channel by like outside stuff giving you attention, like songs, movies? Do you channel by knowing? Do you channel by seeing? Do you know how you yourself receive messages the best? Things come to mind, they said.
Oh, okay. Okay. So can you just be like, hey, Tina guide, what do you want? Because they're like, I don't know if they're just like really happy to see you or what.
Yeah, we're rolling dice and then we're doing, and then Kate's interviewing spirit guides, like helping with like one guide per quote unquote winner.
It just seems a lot like they just want to say, hey, like,
they're just real excited.
They're just real excited. I don't get anything. Are you getting anything, Kat, with that?
I'm wondering if that's just the message right now, if that's just the thing, is that like,
oh, we're
to
here.
Really be excited about life. Like, we're here. We hear you. You're home. It's like very puppy energy. Even though the guide isn't an actual physical dog, it's like that's what they're presenting, is just excited that you're talking to them. It reminds me of when Kate and I see each other. It's just, oh, hey, you're here. Oh,
okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What's up? How was your day?
Oh, my God.
So if you were to try this for a sec, Miss Darling, can you say, hey, yes, Tina, like, yes, girl, great to see you. But can I have the guide that's going to help me with whether it's relationships, career, you know, whatever, take the forefront for a little bit?
Oh,
they said that makes sense because I'm always asking if they hear me. They're like, yes,
we hear you. We are here. Yes.
So make more direct things instead of just asking if they hear you and asking for signs and messages, because their signs and messages are very just excited, exuberant, glad to see you. Can you ask them for specific things like, Hey, money guide, can you help me with this aspect of my money? Hey, career guide. Hey, block remover guide. Like the puppy energy that's so excited. Like, hey, puppy, what does the puppy do besides just say like excitedly, we're here?
Oh, they find things.
That makes sense. Cause I saw the like a fetch kind of thing, but, or felt. So are you looking for something besides just your spirit team?
And love.
Yeah, that's possible. Cosmic rays. There's a lot of things involved with that. You can appoint them to the team, all these things. There's different aspects of them that could be your guide. There's a lot. It's more than just a simple, like, when they die, they go on our team. There's a lot involved.
So she said, yep, she got it. Cause I was like, is it love? So, what? I guess you could say fetch like my perfect right now partner for my perfect right now moment type thing.
Yeah. Not soulmate, not a divine counterpart, but like perfect right now for, you know, my perfect right now friend group, my perfect right now partner, with no expectations on it. It's just like the best for me right in this moment, in this healed version of me. Someone who's going to show up and heal like I do. Because without all that romantic, gooey, lovey stuff attached, that's the best. Is someone who's willing to show up and grow.
What are you getting, Kat?
I don't know how it applies, so I don't want to show it.
Okay.
I will.
Okay. Is that Miss Darling in the middle?
Yeah, that's her in the middle. I just don't know what all that is.
It's like this is what you want? And she's like, I don't think so. And then, yes, her guides are like, This is what you want.
Okay, so I guess be open to what you're asking for, receiving it. So heal the parts that make it to where when you get what you want, you are okay with getting it. Because we stand in our own way a lot. Thank you guys for sharing the live. Okay. I would go to the close-up slash sign-offs. Did you want to do a card too, Kate, from her team?
Oh, I can. Okay. Yes said, what do you think about the term spiritual wife slash husband, Kate? I don't know what that means. Like, soulmate? I don't know a lot of the lingo. Like at all, Kat usually has to be like, when this and this and this. I'm like, what?
Kate bypassed the whole new age spirituality stuff. She just went straight into healing.
Do you have some kind of message for Miss Darling?
And if you ask for a term and she looks straight at it, she'll be like, where? What are you talking about? Spiritual wife, husband? They don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, God, it is. See? It's like, oh, this is what you asked for. Is it? Is this what I asked for?
Okay, Miss Darling, you might... I'm telling you, when you get what you asked for, it's going to be like... This isn't what I pictured. It's like, but this is literally what you asked for. No, not soulmate, like having a husband or wife, but in the spirit realm. Still don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe you need to break all contracts with that. With twin flames and soulmates and all that. That's the only thing I'm really seeing.
Because as we heal ourselves, our souls, our energies change. And then release all contracts with anything. Like, I love Kate, and Kate and I get along, but we have no bindings to each other. We don't foresee anything happening, but we're not stuck like glue to our husband, her husband, my partner, her and I. We're just really enjoying this moment of our friendship. And every day, I mean, like, if one of us falls behind, like slumps into a low or goes into a woe is me thing, we will fight to keep that friendship. We will be like, hey, fuck up. It's time to fucking heal. I don't want to lose you yet. But we're not like obligated to each other. It's like, yeah. Either heal or buy,
mm-hmm.
is kind of how it is. And if we keep showing up for each other, then we'll keep showing up for each other. It's peanut butter jelly time. Okay. Ready?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Between 2 and 12, let's go. Kate's doing spirit guide tune-ins. She-Ra!
Oh, shit.
You better use your head. Sorry. She-Ra, 4.
Is there anything specific? Or are you just wanting me to just see?
Is there a guide you want her to specifically talk to, She-Ra, or a question about it? Or do you just want her to, like, ring, ring, hello? Just see, hello.
Just see, okay.
I love that Kate has a phone and a phone.
Yes, yes, hello. Why do your guides, like, why are they so human? Like, this one's wearing an accordion dress.
What's an accordion dress?
The ones that are that have the divots like this, and they're like, you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Oh.
Is it like a tube dress where it's gathered at the top?
Oh, yeah, but like all the way down.
All the way down. Okay, I'm gonna look up accordion dress.
That's what it looks like. It might not even be a real thing.
Is it like that?
Oh. Okay, but going up and down. But yes, it looks like that.
Like pleats?
Oh, okay. It reminds me of that. Like a lampshade, Robin and Little Bird says. Kind of, yeah.
Okay. The color is important for some reason. What color is it?
What was like a pale nude pink.
Is it like this? Does it change?
Oh. Yes, okay. I was like questioning my sanity. I was like, it was, but
it's like iridescent, like paint on a car, that like candy paint or whatever is what it looks like.
I don't know, this feels very stuck. Like, are you feeling stuck, Shira?
I said yeah.
Okay. That was literally the message of this guide. So, like, hey, guide, can I be unstuck? Can you unstick me?
Just save that. Oh, it's moving. Whoa, you were, like, smushed like this.
Oh, accordion dress. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The dress.
It's making accordion sounds. It's like... And it's not playing well.
Can you say speed this up, Shira?
I'm getting slightly emotional and I'm feeling lightheaded.
Oh, was this connected to a person?
Is that like a mom skirt? I know they don't talk to their parents. Oh. It just came up in conversation in the comments the other day.
Okay.
I said, I don't know.
Did you recently, like, break away from somebody or do a bunch of healing to where you could break away from somebody?
Yeah, because it feels like that's, it feels like stuck as in, like, stuck between the pleats.
Mm.
They said yes.
Okay.
Not necessarily a mom, someone that was trying to be your mom, someone that was has the same characteristics as your mom. It's not even necessarily a girl. It's just, it looks like you were like, I've dealt with that before in my life. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want anything to do with that.
There's like a lot of dust.
Shira said she's a Scorpio, same as mom.
Oh, okay. So, like, dust off the dress, just kind of...
I think it brought up stuff from your mom. Mm. Like, it brought up a lot of that stuff. Oh, you're shaking it out. Shake it out. Shake it out. Oh, wow. I feel like I can fucking move. Back popped, neck popped. You're very body-centered, too. I know that you're very, like, in tune with your physical form. That felt like you hadn't been. That felt like you were out of touch for a while.
Damn.
So what does that guy do? Like, you might need to activate grounding straps too, because that was a lot.
Heavy lifting. They're like lifting boulder. Oh, so is it they bring
in their pleated skirts?
Yes. Okay.
Oh, is it like a toga or some shit?
Oh, like an Adonis type thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, they're lifting giant boulders. So this is like a, yeah. If you wanted to, you could address this guide and be like, all right, what's the next thing I need to heal? You know, if you wanted to. Yeah.
And then you're going to feel squished. And then she is going to help you again. Because the guide is not that person. It's the person that helps you, or it's the guide that helps you see the things. Looks like you feel it. And you're like, I feel like shit. And it's like, hey Adonis chick, can you come help me with that? You want to pull a card? I want to pull a card.
Oh, yes, sure. Good. What would you like to tell everyone? Oh, God.
Yeah, call her your She-Ra. That makes sense.
Funny.
What?
Teaching Dev like a was yours? All right. I got you is kind of what that feels like to me.
Like a hug? Do you want a hug?
I guess so. And this is just kind of like.
I would do your version of closing. You know, they're on Kate's page or on my page, or you have your own stuff too. I'll go into it. She said, "Bahaha, I'm laying with my dog right now." I wonder if it is a form of your dog.
Oh, that makes sense.
Helping you get that stuff off of you. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Ready for the next?
Peace out. A-Town down. Do, 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 do. Okay, two between, yeah, between 2 and 12. Now. Oh, that's a lot of numbers. No. 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 Not yet. I got one. I got one.
Got
Turtle
it.
Turtle Rose Girl. Nine. Nine.
Nine. Turtle Rose Girl. Okay. Do you have a specific guide? Are you specifically looking for something? Or would you like me to just call them?
Ring, ring, hello.
Don't call me up. I'm going out tonight. One drink and you're out of my mind. I wanna, oh.
Dead bitch, I swear I'm scrolling up and it's the first nine that was on my screen, okay?
Hello, call. When I'm underneath the bright lights and I'm trying to have a good time, who won't shut the fuck up is what I wanna know. Because it's literally crowding your mind.
Oh, it's like an ex or an ex friend, yeah, or something that's like, I'm going out tonight, and it's like, good for you.
It's like, that's fucking great. You were,
hey, can you,
me,
can you kick people? Will you kick? Please kick anyone. Spirit, if it's in my highest good, please kick everyone off of my spirit team. Actually, no, let's do it a nicer way. Please open safe exit portals for anyone on my spirit team that I self-appointed that no longer needs to be here, and direct them to their new position on someone else's team.
Thank you for being here today.
We appreciate your service. Now, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. They said slower.
Oh.
Basically, bye. Girl, bye. To anyone that's not supposed to be on your spirit team that you put on there. Like you thought it was a good idea. We do that all the time. Humans be humaning. Like I had someone that I considered a mentor, so they were on my spirit team. And as soon as I realized they weren't good for me, girl, bye. Get off my spirit team. I don't want you anywhere near it. And if they left, I was like, oop, confirmation. They really weren't, because if they're meant to be there, they'll stay. If they're actually yours, they will stay.
All right. Are you ready?
She's talking to the guides, not you guys.
Oh. Are you ready? Sorry. I need to learn how to narrate myself better.
No, you're good. You were looking off to the side and your hand was at the phone. I was just saying the things.
Okay. I would like to learn how to narrate myself better. Okay. I don't know. This feels very much like a dancer. Like spotlight.
She does have a phone. It's on this shoulder over here. This is just her spirit guide phone. Like, this is her microphone. And this is her talking to the guides. She's the OG of getting the phone mic.
Because if I do this and keep it to my head, they don't shut the fuck up. So I have to energetically do this or else I'll be like, and then when I was 5 years old, and I'll still talk and they'll still be talking.
She used to like go up and interview them and she'd be like, oh my God, I'm so fucking tired. So they put on little outfits to talk to her.
This is like very dancer, like spotlight. I don't know. It's like very main character energy. Are you used to being in the background because of this person?
We have phones just because we're BFFs talking on the phone. And it's microphones, so why not?
So yeah, like, did you always put yourself in the background for this person?
They said, yeah, I could be in the background.
Well, ask this guide, you can be like, hey, guide, I think it's time that I'm the main character in my own life.
Yeah, if I talk like this, you guys can really hear the microphone. It's like...
Put yourself in. Main character.
excuse me, I'm with the DJ. Sorry.
Oh, what song are you requesting? Oh, request a song. That's how you would do it. So, Turtle Rose Girl, go up to the DJ booth with your clickety heels on and request a song. That's how you get main character energy.
I can't. It had to be. We should do radio station sounds. We should have a cookie sheet here. It's like thunder.
Oh,
they're like, it's Britney, bitch.
Anytime I turn the lights out.
And you also have to say stop, and then it goes, because that's a classic early Britney move.
Okay, okay.
Now she's just dancing like Charlotte from Sex and the City when Charlotte starts being friends with all the lesbian art people. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, love tunnel, feminine energy, love it.
That's funny. This should be a whole ass podcast. Have we got a surprise for you?
This is a podcast.
Oh.
It comes out every week. Oh, it's Kate and Kat Live. Burr, 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 burr. Wait, where's the shit? I don't have the fucking things.
Dang it.
I don't have them up and about. Dang. Motherfucker.
Beep, 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 beep.
Burr, 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 burr. Oh, here they are. Nope. Fossil wire! Wait, how did I get pink? Bruh.
You're like, wait, I got it, and then it turned pink. We got it. That's good.
God dang, that was funny. Okay, that feels good. Go okay. Do some... Oh, cards. Cards from...
Okay.
Oh my god, I'm burning up now. She's on fire. That girl is on fire.
Holy fuck. Evacuate the dance floor. Oh, speed all this up, too. Did you say speed this up?
And infuse yourself with water. Oh, wow. God dang.
Make this conducive to your human, too.
You haven't been in the spotlight in a long ass time. It is time, girl, but damn. No, this is transmutation from her being on the dance floor. I was tuned in specifically to the person we were working with, but thank you.
Okay. So the spirit guide is
Turtle Rose Girl.
I would like you to have a picture. Oh my god.
What?
Absolutely, yes. You want me to be the main character?
Not like that. That's too much. That's enough slices. Sometimes we do. Oh, well, she is. You cannot tell her she's not the main character. Motherfucking cannot.
That's right. You don't know how to cut in the butter?
Okay. We do different lives at different times. Tonight we're doing spirit guide stuff. You just choose the dice roll, and if it lands on you, we'll tune into one of your guides. All right, so just go do close up sign-offs on Kate's page or closing statements on my page, and you should be good to go. All right, between 2 and 12. Ready, go! Hurry! Guess! No. No. Yes. I got one. Hold on, I gotta scroll to see who the first one was. Motherfucker! It's Cosmic Kitten Caitlin! I know you see it. I know you see.
All right, okay, Caitlin.
The energy's chilling down.
Do you want me to call, or you got a specific? Got specifics? Cat's calming down from the dance floor, guys.
Okay. I'm disconnected. It was too much fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Can you ask them what I should do about the meds?
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Or how to neutralize symptoms.
So what should she do about the meds?
Is the hair flowing like it's underwater?
Yeah. Or like electrocute. Oh, do you have your electricity and your water intertwined? Are you like, is your brain being electrocuted? And that sounds really weird.
Sarah Dwin wants us to prank call Spirit. You should get Spirit's phone and hang up.
What you doing?
We're all Spirit. All of us are. All your team is and everything.
I'm collecting debt. Ha ha ha. They're not, they didn't laugh.
You just called Spirit.
I just called myself.
It makes sense with what you've been healing the past couple of days. I'm collecting debt. You're bounty hunting, bitch.
Chopped
all of you.
Off.
All of you could call yourself. Call yourself. Hey, Spirit.
Don't call me up. I'm going out. It's an actor.
Is your refrigerator running?
I don't know what to make of water and electricity, LOL. Can you put your electrical circuits back to balance if I'm working? Oh, upgrade and update your electrical circuits.
Yep, it's working. Ow, it's all the way to the right and the lower back. That hurts.
Is that where all the water is pooled up?
Yeah, there's water around the electric. It's pooled and it's causing...
short circuit?
Yeah, it hurts.
What's that... What, synovial fluid?
She said, yep, that's where the pain is.
Okay, so the synovial fluid, the fluids of your body.
God, this hurts.
I think you need to put them back to balance if I'm working order. And
can she drain this? Will that drain this?
I think she needs to upgrade her fluids, too.
Ow, this hurts.
Okay, yeah, drain it. Because your body will just create more. Where it needs.
Okay, why is it pooling?
Because that's where she's putting the stem. What stem?
Is it like, it's like a huge big syringe, like a drug syringe, and that's the stem.
That's a hematoma. Okay, so...
And now I have a headache here.
Okay. So what is this, like lost in the sauce type shit? What are you injecting yourself with to where you're just like, I totally believe this. Yes, I believe this. It's like, you don't.
I know it's not. I know the medicine that you're taking is not an injection. I know that. This doesn't have an actual needle on it. It's like a big, huge water syringe. Almost like you would use in like a prop for Halloween.
Can you undo anything and everything, Caitlin? Done by, to, for, or against you. That was not done in your highest good by anyone. That was not done in your highest good.
There's a lot leaving. On the right ankle, on the right side of her body.
Safety wire that down.
She can finally breathe again, starting to normalize, feeling like herself again. What the fuck happened, Caitlin? This definitely wasn't a box. I know you're a box person. Somebody? Caitlin, did you have... Oh, they said birth control. I don't want it, but I feel unsafe without it.
Okay.
So, yeah, they had a session with someone, but it was a doctor.
A doctor.
Did they put you on the depo shot? Was it actually an injection? Because I think it's pill form. But I mean, it would make sense if it was the depo shot.
Didn't he used to be in the depo shot, Caitlin?
No, my sibling was, and they gained like 10 pounds. Yeah, the pill. Whatever this pill is, it's very closely related to what the depo shot does to you. Okay, so a few things. We're neutralizing. We're going to make the pill neutralized for you so you can take whatever you want because we're all about that. If you empower yourself, you feel comfortable with the pill, take the pill. Any medications you guys want to take, you take what you need to do to survive and thrive. It doesn't really matter. Also, you can do the alchemy purification healing to any of food or medication. That's located second pin video on my page. We've got lots of healings for it. But to heal the issue, I want you to try to go to the most impactful point of why you're afraid to be without it. Why is there a fear to be without the pill or birth control? And you go heal that part of you. It does look like past life. But I'm not going to, you know, we're not going to go there right now.
And yeah, then, you know how to do the things, Caitlin.
Kate's going to help you with the rest of the thing. I live in Texas, but I will dive deeper than that. Cool. So go see what you can do for abortion stuff in Texas and for yourself and for all of it. You're massive. You can do massive things. Go see all the things you can heal for yourself and collective. Teach, treat it just like one of the guided adventures. You've done tons of those. Go in for self. See why it's scary. Heal that. Caitlin, I've seen you do huge things. I've witnessed it. And then Kate's looking right at the medicine stuff, so she's going to help you with that part, I think.
Well, it's you. So you were there for the parts of medications that you were a part of, right, Caitlin?
Yeah, she was there for that one.
So
the big pharma class?
Yeah. So aren't you here? Aren't you a piece of this? Like, you can literally infuse yourself permanently with this if you wanted, and then...
But she still has the issue with trusting herself as well. We just need to make it to where it doesn't hurt her body. It's too, like, you're injecting, it's like too much protein, too much, like, you're injecting yourself with you is what it looks like. And it's fucking up your fluids. There we go. There's something moving. She said, oh, that's it. Can she merge herself with her medication?
Yeah.
I want the old school lip phone and the cheeseburger phone. I want them so badly, but they don't make them for the phones. Like for the
iPhones.
Regular phones. She merged with it. Okay, exchange you information with that. Calibrate, disconnect, and anchor back into correct dimensional form. And then safety wire all that down. And then do closing either your way or one of our ways. I don't know if they have it. They probably have some. Oh, yeah, there's cards. Sorry. They probably have it. Like, maybe on Etsy they have it adapted ones.
Oh.
We're going to pull cards for you real quick, Caitlin. Like, message from your guides just because they're fun. This is horrible.
What? Okay. No.
Yeetus deletus.
Yes.
I just want to let you guys know that after I have intercourse with my partner, TMI, if you don't want to know about that, I do have it. I am an adult. And my tubes are tied. I still do my Plan B morning after healing and Kate's yeetus, fetus, deletus healing, even though my tubes are tied every time. And I do feel movement sometimes. And we also have spermicide healings.
Okay, I said they didn't want to, and they're like, but I do. Fucking diva, Caitlin. What the fuck? I don't wanna. Well, you either want to or you don't. I don't understand. I should probably release the yeetus, fetus, deletus.
I'll let people know about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I want to address you guys about. I want to do TikTok and airplanes.
She's talking to her guys.
Sorry. Hey, guys, I'm talking to my guides. This is me learning how to narrate more so people can understand me better. And I'm talking to my guides.
This is literally what we do in real life. This is how we talk to our guides.
I want to be able to do all the things and that book, too. All of it.
You hear her?
You do.
They're like scrambling. Why are you scrambling?
Because I was like frozen for a while. So,
but as soon as you said that, they were like, hold on. They went,
okay. All of it. Everything. Now I'm like sweating. Everything mm-hmm. that we talked about, I still want that to happen. Leadership stuff. Yes. Airplanes. Yes. While also, I used to do this all the time. What's the problem now?
Yeah, her TikTok is just videos of when she's going to go live with me now. Her whole page is just Kate and Kat. Where did Kate? Where's the Kate? We want the Kate stuff.
Hello. And I'm not burnt out, so stop putting that idea out there. So thank you very much. Okay. Safety wire that down. Speed this up. I will talk to y'all about this later. That's how I talk to my guides. Yes. So that's how y'all should too.
How do y'all see and hear this stuff? I feel like I was able to when I was little and lost it. Go back to before you lost it and make sure you know what is going on when you see the thing so you're not scared. And then push it all through. Like, there's close-up sign-offs in Kate's page, and then there's closing statements in mine. Go back, merge in with little you before you shut it off, and, like, make sure they know what the fuck is going on. All right, between 2 and 12, if you want a spirit guide reading. Ready, go. No. Oop, hold up. I did get a number. Hold on, I did get it. Cosmic rays, 6.
Okay.
Cosmic rays.
Anything as specific? Or are we just ringing them?
Specific. God, Kate. Whatever version of me was on your team sweating, I'm like...
I'm sweating too. I guess because I was angry. And they get real nervous when I'm angry because I'm like, I will fuck y'all up.
And it's versions of you.
Yes. Okay. All right.
They just said, yes, ring them.
Okay.
Whom the hell, you probably have a Hulk Hogan guide. You think Kate has one? She definitely does.
Oh,
Kate, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on, brother.
Brother.
Okay, you're in a really sparkly dress. This looks like you, I guess. It just says that it's you. So that's why I'm like, it's
I'm hearing the Kat Janis song that's popular right now. Walk in the room, and I'm glowing like a million fireflies. Oh, and they have it's a cocktail top style, like a halter top. It's like champagne pink colored, and then it's down to the feet.
Why you like this right now? I don't know, life's going real good, they said. Like, I don't know, it's like, it's just going real good. It's almost like a fever dream.
A little bit too much like a fever dream.
Remove all magic and mirages from all this.
Just say, Spirit, please remove all magic and mirages from all this. They said, I love glitter. I run around in plantation clothes and pretend life is good. Yeah, that's the thing. It's very disillusional. It's very, I'm going to high vibe my way to a better life instead of like a little more grounded and just make the things happen for you. Are you very into like dream board, manifest destiny kind of stuff? Oh, Debbie is here. Debbie, it was 7:00 Eastern. Sorry about the confusion, but we would love to work with you next week, Tuesday, if you want to. Our offer still stands. So an hour earlier.
I'm very excited to work with you.
Yeah, we really want to work with you. So please take us up on the offer. They said, yes, I have an estranged marriage. I don't take time enough for myself. So you take time for yourself up here, like in a fantasy land? What about time for you right here? Cosmic rays, what about time for you right here? Time for you right here could be very simple. Getting your hair done, or taking a leather molding, like leather bending craft, like... Mm. A skill set, like a welder class.
Doing something you love, drawing, like
draw. Yeah,
sleeping. Painting your nails, sleeping. buying that couch.
Watching a movie by yourself, eating without the other person. Yeah, absolutely. You're welcome to watch. We just wanted to make sure that you knew that we saw you and that we invited you, but we want you to come on next week when we have more time to work with you. They said, yes, I'm working on realizing how I did take time to play in the pretties today.
Like gardening, anything. And that's healing.
And it's grounding, too.
Like doing what makes you feel good.
They said, we eat and live separately, yet together he has 23 parrots I clean up.
Can you break all soul contracts with all of that are not in your highest good?
And they said, I love gardening. They're breaking them. Plum Blossom, keep your opinions.
Can you update and upgrade the rotation of your guides, please, to your highest good?
And also release and remove all guilt and shame from this. Wrap it in divine justice and love, light, and forgiveness. Return it to your rightful owners. And cleanse and purify every, like all the love, time, energy, money, self-love that you gave too much away of or was siphoned from you, and bring it back to you at this time. Cleanse and purify it. And then remove the hardware that he's able to siphon from you, or anybody's able to siphon from you. Disintegrate the cords back to their rightful owners.
Feel a lot calmer. Oh, maybe that's what was like disillusioning you.
I think you might go through a moment of sadness, though, as you mourn the old you. Can we like probably close the books on older to help with that?
Yeah, so close the books on all dead timelines and all dead versions of you.
Okay, that helps.
And activate the rebirth and regrowth healings. Speed this up. Shed the dead skin.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And eat the dead skin. I'm so sorry. You're transmuting it. Some people do that, and it's disgusting. Yes, just like Austin Powers.
Joy, I have an orchid that I keep outside my front door, and I've had it for years, and sometimes it's blooming, and sometimes it looks dead. I don't really do a lot to it. I just say hello to it sometimes. I don't have it set up as like a ward or anything either. I'm just like, oh, my orchid. I mean, it still has a purpose, but it looks like you used to love like the parrots, and it just became an obligation. Yes, I've been striving to do so. I can breathe deeper. That was powerful. That was you. That wasn't like disassociation. That was doing things for yourself. We happen to know the codes. But that was you doing the healing for yourself.
This makes me so happy.
We want you actually singing and dancing and being like, holy shit. Like, you know, when you take an Advil because you have a headache and then like 3 hours later or an hour later, like my headache's gone. We want you like, oh my God, I'm happy. Holy shit, I'm happy.
It's very cold. In the chest.
It's cool. And then, like, she said, this is divine gift. Deepest gratitude. I used to dance daily.
Tell your guides you want to do it again.
The same way that Kate did. Hey, you could be nice. You're a little bit sweeter, it looks like.
Hey, guys. I would like to dance every day again.
Can you make it to where, tell your team, can you look up at your team, like, right above you or in front of you a little bit and just be like, he is not allowed to put his guilt and shame and gunk on me. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to be happy and he can get over it. Fuck him.
Period. And then you're going to say period. That's your way of, that's funny. That's your way of safety wiring it down. Going period.
Mm. With a D, with a heavy D.
Period.
This will make it to where you don't even care about his shit.
What do y'all want to show her? I know it's gonna be something sassy. Schitt's Creek. All of the Jesus, it was all the cards. I agree, but we're gonna have to choose one, maybe two or three. Just, you know. Find it blue in it. What? I wanna see.
She said heavy D, indeed. His name is Dean.
Hmm.
Your own D, though.
Yeah.
Get high on your own supply, your own vitamin D.
Well, what the fuck? I don't know. It's just like a, wow. What? What the fuck?
Time to put on your dancing shoes.
Oh my god, that's it's
got
so
a little,
funny.
Like, wand.
Yes! Doing it. And that's on period.
It's this fucking thing. It's called Awkward Family Photos. Kate and I found it on Amazon.
Because
we were looking up picture things. It's a game. The sun is in heaven. Here, I'll show it to you again. Because he's like, yes, mom.
Aw.
Oh, that's probably him, too.
She said something about the stag.
Oh.
So I was like, oh, that makes sense. So this... Yeah,
I put a stag up yesterday empowering myself. Oh, it's totally a message from your team. And oh yeah, you asked earlier if your son was part of your team. Yes, we're gonna say yes.
I don't know how to tell you this, but
he's showing up in your stuff just to make sure you know.
Like, here's the answer.
Cosmic Rays, I would please go do closing statements on my page or the close-up slash sign-offs on Kate's page. We both have them pinned. It will help you to carry that out and spread that energy further. Again, it's you doing the healing. We just have the coding. We just remembered how to code. But when you guys do the coding, it's you doing the healing. It's not us. Unless it says Kat's healing or Kate's healing, it's your own.
And it's not our energy. It's literally like it's a code. It's like how to set up, how to do the thing. So it's like, this is how Kat would do it. This is how Kate would do it. It's not our energy.
Mm-mm. My healings will have my energy in it. Mm. Kate's healings has a bit of her energy in it. But the ones that just say the words and stuff, or like how we tell you to say the things, that's you guys. We just want you to remember you can do it. We just have all these things memorized because we've been through it already.
Yeah.
All right. It is 7:58. Do you want to end it or do you want to do one more?
I think
this was a
one.
Lot. Okay, oh, I want to do
okay,
one more.
Okay, okay, okay. Okay, okay, okay.
All right, this is the last one, 2 through 12. Guess a number, 2 through 12. No. Make sure. No, 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 no. Yes, Tawny. Tawny with the two, with the deuces.
Tawny's team. What y'all got for me today?
Kate was quick on the phone. She didn't even fucking ask you what you wanted.
I knew what she wants.
I know what you want.
That's
girl.
Funny.
I know what you need.
Was your mother very sassy? Because she's like, I'm back again. Oh, what do you need to do here, Tawny? You did mention her. Oh, it's her 1 year. Is there anything like that you need?
I think the medical stuff that Tawny did, she needs to do for someone else in her family, unfortunately. Like,
okay.
I don't want to scare anybody, but.
Can you copy paste what was done with the stuff with your mother? Can you copy and paste it to the one in your family that needs it with soul consent and team allows?
It's like bringing up a lot of phlegm.
Oh.
Like from the lungs.
Yeah. COPD, I'm sure. Like that kind of shit. Okay. I'm surprised. And I don't, Spirit, I'm not bringing this to me. But in the past, every time I've said the correct medical term for something, somebody will try to correct me with the wrong shit in the comments every time. This is the first time it hasn't happened. Okay. Love y'all. And it's like, no, I said exactly what it was.
By the way, Kate has background as working in the ER, She is not only just a spirit guide, reader for the stars. She also is an inspector de jour for aircrafts.
Also, Kat has a history in computer coding. She would do Photoshop. I think it's the coolest fucking thing. And
server stuff. So with people and training and things.
Code and stuff like that.
And mom stuff. Tawny, are you there? She's doing all the things. She's talking to the people.
Yeah, it's a lot. Can you speed it up, Tawny? Because they're going to want to keep talking to you.
Oh, people try to correct us all the time. We'll talk about a session we did or an experience that we had, and people will be like, here's the answer you weren't looking for. And we're like, cool. Have you ever been to the 24th dimension on your own and worked? No, you have. Okay. But you're going to tell me what I'm talking about. All right. Cool.
The first one that comes to my mind is when I was like, yeah, it was like a story like Adam and Eve, but it wasn't Adam and Eve. And this and this and this happened. And I had people fucking stitch me and be like, Kate, this is what you saw.
Because the book I read said this.
I was like, that's so crazy because I said in the video what I saw, actually. That's crazy.
But it was people we like it. We like that people have, we don't like it. We like people have opinions and stuff. Yes. But
it was just funny. It's just like,
wow. It's weird. It's almost like I said exactly what I experienced. That's so weird. It's
weird. This feels really good, Tawny.
Yeah, clearing. Tawny just said feels good at the same time.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, not an alarm. It just seems like something that runs in the family and your mom's letting you know it's time to do that for the other people.
Does she have a sister? Sorry.
Why are you saying sorry?
Because I don't want her to worry. Like,
it doesn't matter. It's better to know.
Okay.
Tawny said, yep.
Okay.
I don't know if it was to me or to you.
Oh.
Does Tawny have a sister or the mom?
The mom, right? The mom, yeah.
And she said that's what she thought, too.
Okay, cool. All right.
And then, Tawny, I would do extra in your sleep just in case tonight. Since you do really, intense stuff while you're sleeping. Just like when you go to sleep, go, I want to finish this up and make sure for her and for everybody else. Oh, that's why we took one more. That makes sense.
You like to say anything, Tawny's mom? Or, sorry, show anything. She's like, I've been fucking talking to you. Okay, sassy. I'll hang up on you. Oh, she's like, all the cards came out. Fine. Listen, here. Nice.
All right,
cool.
Tony's just laughing.
Exactly.
Cool, Mom.
This is really fun, you guys.
Yeah, we had a blast. Thanks for hanging out. This live, as long as the recording goes well and stuff, will be available the following week. We have our podcast comes out every week and we do different things all the time. Sometimes we bring people on the screen. Sometimes we do little tarot readings. Sometimes we do energy readings. Sometimes we have a guest on. So thanks for hanging out.
Don't be a disconnect. Everybody, don't be a disconnect.
Energetically,
yes.
All right, bye guys. Love you, bye.
Book a duel session with Kate and Kat. Visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Kat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.